Should we pluck up the weeds? And Jesus, who was the owner of the vineyard and the owner of the garden says, no, let the weeds and the wheat grow together. Because what's going to happen is, if you pluck up the weeds, unfortunately, you're going to pluck up the wheat as well. You let me be stupid and let go of the minister of music. Been situations around here where people are unsatisfied with leadership. What do you think you can get rid of? The leader. But you've got to understand, and I take this what I mean, every dog has got a friend. And I don't care how thin the pancake is, every pancake got some size. And so one of the problems is you've got to be very careful. You've got to discern your spiritual and spiritual work about tearing. None of us are worthy to be in our positions. But thank God, God has looked beyond our faults and saw not only our needs, but saw what we can do for the kingdom. And if you look back over to the history of the Bible, everybody he used besides Jesus had a checkered past. And I need some people who had a checkered past who know that I'm giving God the praise right now. In spite of it, God is using me in spite of it. And thank God he has not put to make flour, to make barley, to make other things, y'all. The weak is what is marketable. The staff is unnecessary. But the staff protects the weak from being devoured and being destroyed. It is a hedge of protection around the wheat so the wheat can grow. You don't know. Hey, what staff God has put around you in 2020. And obviously, if you're under the sound of my voice, obviously, if you are watching me right now, God has some staff. God has some protection. God has some angels around you. Even if you had COVID like me, which is still survived, He put enough around you. He put enough immunities in you. He put enough antibiotics around you. Because truth be told, a whole lot of y'all had COVID, and you didn't even know you had COVID because God had a staff around you. I need some people who want to pray in God right now. But yeah, 2020 will come. Yeah, 2020 has some perplexity. Yeah, 2020 got me some praise. But thank God for the staff of life. And God did not pluck out my tail, because if He had plucked out my tail, He might have plucked me out. But then in this pressing process, the wheat is beat, Chavis. And the reason why the wheat is beat is because the only way to separate the chaff from the wheat is to beat the chaff off. You need to go through your photos. Last couple of weeks, I have deleted 2,000 photos off my phone. What you need all that stuff for? It's all for. And there's some phone numbers in your phone.
Cut it up, good.
There's some pictures on Instagram. I ain't on there, but I know there's some pictures on Instagram that some people in your life. It's all for. And every time you see them, it brings up really a bad memory. Either because the relationship was so bad, or because you want to be back with them so bad. He is separating right now the wheat from the staff. And the Bible says, which is really a prophetic message of what's going to happen at the judgment, those of us who produce no fruit will be burned up in a labor fire. He will do that. It's not our job to do that. It's not our job to decide who's worthy or not to be in leadership and worthy or not to go to church and worthy or not to sing and worthy or not to preach and worthy or not to be a deacon. That's not our job. He said, at the end of the day, when promise comes, I'll do the separation. You just try to grow as we the best you can. He says, gather to be in my bone. I need you to understand that pronoun, my. He didn't say I'm gathering the wheat in your bone. He says I'm going to gather the wheat in my bone. In other words, God knows those of us who are producing fruit. God knows those of us who are producing wheat that will be marketable. Understand those of us who are producing something for the kingdom of God. Those of us who are producing something for the kingdom of heaven have only false. What is it saying about food distribution? Anything that is stored up will be set out. Powerful food bank stores up. They just don't store it up so they can look at their shelves and say their shelves are full. They get excited because so many people have brought cans and other goods. That is the purpose of the food bank and the bar. The bars and the food bank are just there to hold what people need when they need it. God's greatness over this pandemic has been up some wealth for those of us who are weak. And I just believe in God, and I speak a word of prophecy over your life. That every tear, every pain, every perplexity that has been stored up in 2020, in 2021, is about to be released. That in 2021 is about to be released. Now, you know, that's the class of people who got it all made. That's the class of people who, you know, you need that little $600 you ain't qualified for. But there's some people right now who suffer. There's some people right now who not even making it check to check. There's some people right now who've already got the letter of eviction. There's some people right now that just got that, oh, when you get that certified letter, you know something about to happen. That letter you got to sign for when they're about to cut something off. And I'm telling you, if you cut some people off, God will cut on what you need to cut on. And I'm declaring unto you on this first Sunday in January 21, just as the word of God is speaking in our lives right now, that the owner of the garden, who is Jesus, is storing up wheat right now in his barn so that it might be allocated to each one of us who are in need in 2021. My question for you today, what are you? Are you wheat or are you a weed? Are you wheat? The kingdom of God? Are you taking away all the nutrients that helps wheat grow? Or are you fruit that might be marketed? Because after God gets this, the wheat distinction, it is sold and marketed so that it might be turned into a useful product. And that is my prayer for you today. You might grow up strong, healthy, so that God might not sell you, but you might sell your gifts that contribute so that the kingdom continue to grow. See, every time we die, every time we give, every time that we serve, we're putting stuff in the barn so that God might distribute to those who are. Yourself at need, I declare unto you, it's harvest time. For those of you who are struggling, I declare unto you, it's harvest time. For those of you who don't know when you're going to make it, I declare unto you, it's harvest time. I can't tell you it's January, February, March, April, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, but I declare unto you, because what the Word has said, anybody believe in the Word? Anybody trust the Word? Anybody seen the Word work? If you know that the Word works, you've got to give God praise right now and let God know and let the world know it's on the way. I just need one or two people to say it's on the way. I just need one or two people just to say it's on the way. I don't know when it's coming, but anybody seen God work? Anybody know God's work? Anybody been down to your last dime and somebody has come through for you? Well, if he came for you then, he's going to come through you now. I feel my God coming on right now. Because I know took us through a lot of